Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Back to the latest weekend sports talk with the Dopey Millennial Show.
Dump the old-ish, upgrade to the new.
From Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
If you're a fan of, like, just pure basketball, especially if you're a fan of the 90s, the gutsy, physical, just guy on guy, guys going at each other, bodies falling on the ground, flailing all over the place, this Knicks-Sixers series has been every bit of what you could just hope for and imagine and wish for. They're going into the fourth quarter of this game four in Philly with the Knicks up 77-76. Every time I have looked at the TV to see what is going on, someone is limping. Like, I know Charles Oakley is somewhere watching this game, just absolutely in heaven of enjoying every minute of this series. Because has it been dirty? Yes. Has it been physical? Yes. Has it been entertaining? Every bit, yes. I have absolutely loved it. I did not expect it. I thought that the Sixers would just kind of lay down in this series. We'll talk some more NBA basketball coming up later in the show, probably in the 4 o'clock hour, as I want to get into some draft stuff. But I just had to touch on that real quick, just because every time I look up, it's Jalen Brunson, it's Joel Embiid, it's Josh Hart. Like, somebody's limping, somebody's falling on the ground. But it's not because they're faking it. Like, this is true physical basketball getting played. Commissioner Adam Silver is there in the building in Philly, and I know he's got to love what he is watching from these two teams. All right. Look, it's Sunday at this point. Unless you are hiding under a rock or just completely oblivious, you know what the Falcons did Thursday night with the 8th overall pick. You've probably heard multiple shows talk about this for all kinds of time. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care about that. No, I'm just kidding. I have been waiting all weekend. I got a little bit of a taste. My buddy Bryce Kuhn, who does The Crowded Booth, it's a podcast, and they did a live stream for the draft. He texted me about 10 minutes after the Falcons made the pick. And he was like, hey, you want to come on my live stream and talk about it? And I was like, absolutely, I'll be there. Because I needed like a solid 10 minutes of ranting and just getting out my frustration. Now, for some people, since the point of Michael Penix Jr. being selected 8th overall to the Falcons, some people have continued to be frustrated about it. Some people have come to peace with it. Some people are loving the decision. And for the next few minutes, I don't want to talk about the player, Michael Penix Jr. I want to talk about the decision of going quarterback eighth overall in the NFL draft when you currently have Kirk Cousins under contract for at least the next two seasons, but beyond that at $100 million guaranteed and $180 million overall. All right, what did we hear from the Falcons when they selected Michael Penix Jr.? This is a succession plan, folks. You should be excited. This is the future. Like this is this Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris, they're selling you on the chrome futuristic Atlanta Falcons. Like this is we're selling a dream of what this all is going to look like because we have a succession plan in place. Then they actually said, we talked last segment to Jarvis Davis about the fact that the Falcons said out loud that, you know, the decision, they were trying to trade up to get the Laiatu Latu out of UCLA. They didn't make it happen. The other part that they said out loud is how, hey, you know, for all of you folks saying, well, this is similar to what the Green Bay Packers did. This is similar to what the Kansas City Chiefs did. They actually confirmed that for us all. Let's listen to it now.
Of putting a succession plan in the building, what it wasn't a popular choice by anybody, the fans, okay. By, you know, clearly the writers and some of those things. But, you know, I think you got to trust your process. You got to trust your evaluations of the players. I think you got to be really convicted in the people that you put in place to evaluate the people. I think once you do those things, you know, along with Terry's people, along with our people on the coaching side, you collaborate and you get into the rooms and you talk about those things and you talk about where you're going to move forward and how you're going to move forward. It doesn't lose any conviction in the guys that you have in your room, like a Kirk Cousins. You got full conviction in those guys to winning the South, to going out and taking the South and doing all these things you want to do as a team.
All right, so the Falcons admit that, hey, the plan of what Green Bay did when they had Aaron Rodgers under contract and they went and drafted Jordan Love, similar ideology of what we're looking at here. And that's where the Falcons pick. And what the Falcons have said, they've told on themselves. There's a few issues with the thought process here. Look, let's go back to 2020. The Packers draft Jordan Love, coming off a season in 2019 where they were 13-3. They lost in the NFC Championship with a quarterback coming off 15 years with the team and the league at age 36 in Aaron Rodgers. Green Bay trades up to pick 26, knowing the likelihood of Aaron Rodgers' decline is coming. We can kind of see the writing on the wall. It hasn't happened yet, but while we're here in this spot with a guy in Jordan Love who falls in the draft, and we can trade up and we can go get our succession plan, we go and do it. Of course, what do we know since then? Aaron Rodgers went on back-to-back MVPs, another loss in the NFC Championship. So a talented team with an aging quarterback they were tied to didn't reach their goal. Jordan Love sat three seasons, made his first start, or not his first start, but full season of starts this past year, very rough. For those, what, first six, seven games, turns it around, looks like an excellent quarterback. That's the model. That's the model. I'm having a hard time with this in how we're celebrating a team that didn't reach their ultimate goal. Under Aaron Rodgers, the plan was to win a Super Bowl. Why did pundits, why did all kinds of people critique the decision to go draft a quarterback when your guy hasn't lost a step just yet, but that might be on the horizon? You were just in the NFC Championship game. Is because the ultimate goal was the Green Bay Packers wanted to win a Super Bowl. What did they not do? Win a Super Bowl. Now you thought, Caleb. There's also the Kansas City Chiefs. This is a very similar model that happened. 2017, Chiefs trade up with the Bills, funny enough, and they draft Patrick Mahomes. Look, this is coming off of four seasons. Alex Smith just couldn't get the job done, losing in the divisional round. Smith wasn't even really old at that point. He was like 33. But the Chiefs had ultimately determined, we want to reach a Super Bowl. We want to win a Super Bowl. Can't get that done with Alex Smith. So they draft Patrick Mahomes. You know how long Patrick Mahomes sat? One season. And then the rest is history. Obviously, we know what has happened with the Chiefs since that point. But you know what didn't happen in that interim phase between drafting a quarterback and ultimately playing that quarterback that sat? Winning a Super Bowl. I just have a really hard time being sold on, hey, we are playing for now because we went and got Kirk Cousins. We paid him $100 million guaranteed. So this is the guy right now. We are in win now mode. Before going after Kirk Cousins, I don't believe that the Falcons were in win now mode. That is my personal opinion. That is me looking at a team, three straight seasons of seven wins, and going, all right, the next step is the playoffs. You fired your head coach. You got rid of your quarterback because you didn't think either of those two guys could get the job done. And then you went and signed Kirk Cousins. So you said, really, the only thing this team was missing was a quarterback and a competent head coach. And then you went succession plan route. And I just have a really hard time when the comparisons are Green Bay, when the comparisons are Kansas City. Now look, anyone who doubts this decision and ends up in a situation where Michael Penix Jr. is the next Patrick Mahomes, of course, we're going to love it. But in the interim, that means not winning, not winning the ultimate goal. Going after Kirk Cousins was win now. I was convinced. This is not a win now move. I have no problem with, hey, we want to be competitive right now. And we want to play for the future. But that's not the same as we want to win now. You signed Kirk Cousins, you hired Raheem Morris, you told everybody we were a quarterback and a head coach away. And then you went after a quarterback that is a succession plan when you haven't had the success first. It's why it's confusing. It's why people have a hard time with it. It is a lot less to do with Michael Penix Jr., the player. However, when we come back, we're going to get into a little bit of a conversation on specifically the player, Michael Penix Jr., what the Falcons saw in them, what they liked, and what I think we need to have a conversation about when it comes to Penix Jr. It's coming up next, right here on the Dopey Millennial Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey app.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the weekend. 'Cause it's the weekend. And more from the Dopey Millennial Show is on.
As a millennial, I'm part of the most advanced crop of humans that our species has ever seen.
From Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
The last segment, I was so locked in on making my point, I didn't bother to look down at my phone. Dom's texting me. We've got callers on the line. So I want to get to you guys as planning to do a check the tape segment, listening to some audio here on the Dopey Millennial Show, Caleb Johnson. Seeing we've got some callers, I'm assuming some people reacting to the fact that I think the Falcons told on themselves by taking Michael Penix Jr. at pick number 8. You say, Caleb, what do you mean, told on themselves? Well, yeah, the comparisons that were thrown out there were to the Green Bay Packers, who selected Jordan Love and who let him sit on the bench for 3 seasons. However, that was not in any way the same thing as picking number 8 overall. They traded up to do that after a guy dropped in the draft. And I think the big thing here is it is hard to call that a success when that is a team that did not win a Super Bowl after going to the NFC Championship at that point once, and then it was the year after that. Probably would have been nice to have another key piece to that team rather than a quarterback who was sitting on the bench. But, hey, what do I know? Let's go to the phone lines. 404-726-0929. Mike in Noonan is first up. Mike, what you got?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
A couple of thoughts. So, one, you had asked the question that we kind of focus on why we would take him. And my pure opinion is I don't personally really care what they did in college because it is such a different beast, because now you're playing against the best of the best, and college is a little bit diluted. Obviously, he must have some sound fundamentals and be a good human being that we would go ahead and pick him. Mm-hmm. However, I look at it and I go, well, if he was so good, why didn't he go higher than 8th? The second point I'd like to say is I kind of feel like we weren't really sold a bill of goods, but I kind of feel like I want to think that Arthur Blank was, because they sold him on job security. So now they can be head coach and general manager for the time that Kirk is here, and they know that it will make us competitive and maybe the fans will keep coming and buying jerseys. But then after we're done with Kirk, we have now the new quarterback that we can coach for the next X amount of years. And instead of being on board for maybe 3 years, now maybe we'll have job security for 7 or 8 years. And I think that they keep selling the customer base, which is the fan base of Atlanta, on we're going to be competitive. We're going to want a coulda, shoulda, woulda. And so I don't think that 90% of the people thought that this was a good pick. And so if it sounds like a duck, it walks like a duck, it tastes like a duck, it's a duck. And that's just my personal opinion.
But no, Mike, no. It's really a dog. You got to squint your eyes a little bit. You're not seeing the full picture, Mike. That's the thing there. I appreciate the phone call, Mike.
I don't know if there is a full picture.
Yeah. No, but the point that Mike makes there that I have actually been talking to some other people about And it's funny. It's funny when people who are like casual Falcons fans, there's absolutely nothing wrong with casual Falcons fans. But when I've talked to a few who are friends of mine and I have said, yeah, you know, there's this whole thing of bringing in a rookie quarterback who, you know, is not going to start for at least two seasons, maybe three. There's this whole, okay, well, maybe it's not working right now. Maybe, you know, make the playoffs, get bounced out in the first round of the playoffs, or a wild card team, that sort of thing. And all right, you know, we're growing. Hey, haven't been a playoff team in a few years, you know, since 2017. So all right, we're growing in that aspect. And then, well, you know, first season of Michael Penix Jr., well, you can't get rid of everybody then because you need to see the guy develop. And so, you know, you get into year two of Michael Penix Jr., and maybe you're in year four or five of this entire process before you figure out whether or not this is truly working out. So I think Mike makes a great point there. Let's go next, though. Man, you guys are coming in with the phone calls. Yo, in Atlanta, yo, what you got for me?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm great, other than just not feeling exactly ideal about this eighth overall pick. Well, what are you thinking here?
I'm all in on it. Can I ask you a couple questions before we get started?
Of course.
How old are you?
I am 30 years old.
Nice. My oldest son is 31, right?
Okay.
Right? So I'm a little bit older.
Sure.
Right? And so, like, you keep going back to Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love, and I'm thinking, no, how about, you know, the guy who won the other gold jacket and then Aaron Rodgers? Because the guy who won the other gold jacket, Brett Favre, right, he was actually an Atlanta Falcon. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows it. Everybody talks about it in history, but we forget that we kept a guy named Chris Miller, and we got rid of the guy that was obviously the Hall of Famer. So as we sit here and we are waiting for the Kirk Cousins era, and the Kirk Cousins era is going to be great. I truly believe we're making the playoffs this year, and I'm hoping that we can make a Super Bowl run this year. If not, I'm assuming we're making the Super Bowl run next year.
The issue is that
the greatest Falcon quarterback in history just retired, and he retired at the ripe old age of 38. And that means that when he left the Falcons, he was the ripe old age of 36, because that was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about Kirk Cousins, you must take in context that 35 years old is old for a quarterback in the NFL. It was old for Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. It was old for Brett Favre in Green Bay. It was old for Joe Montana in San Francisco. It was old for every single person that you see in the Hall of Fame, with the exception of Tom Brady. And the problem is because you grew up watching Tom Brady, you think somebody allowing themselves to get to 45 in the NFL is normal, but it's not. It's the absolute weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life, because technically I'm only 5 years older than, like, Tom freaking Brady. Right? And I'm old, bro. If I sprain my ankle, it takes months to heal from. If I tear my Achilles, it takes years. But I'm 50 and I'm not 35. Kirk is 35. So you have to plan for a future. And if you don't start planning for the future now, trust me, you're going to regret it later. And that's why they did what they did. And then they spent every other pick on defense, and they picked a running back and a wide receiver to play special teams because of the new rules. You got to think long term, please. I love you, dude, and I want to call in because I haven't talked to you in about 4 weeks.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, yo. I think, look, there's a couple of elements of this that I want to touch on, which is the one that, look, I have been a part of the thought process of, hey, once you're 35, 36, like, this, you're coming to the end of your time in the NFL. However, because of rules changes, because of you know, how guys take care of their body, we're seeing quarterbacks get older and older and play older and older in their career, just because I don't think they're taking as many hits. And like I said, I think the nutrition part of the aspect of all of this, like, you know, guys were smoking heaters and, you know, drinking all the time and not eating well back in the day. And so, of course, by the time, you know, it was like, man, you actually made it to 35, 36 in the NFL. That's not the same anymore, especially when it comes to quarterbacks who, like I said, just aren't getting hit as much. I think, well, I was trying to remember. The other part of this with you know, the aspect of Kirk is coming in and winning now versus a guy like Michael Penix Jr., who I have a hard time dealing with the idea of Penix sitting, because this is not a guy who I think needs a ton of development. I think the guy that Michael Penix Jr. is in, what, maybe a few months from now after going through a training camp, is the guy who is going to be pretty close. Not to say that that is his peak, but this is a guy who played 6 years of college football. Like, this is a guy who has been around the league. Like, I know college not the same as the pros, but you play a lot of football, you gain a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience, and I think, you know, you're kind of seeing the best of what you're going to get from him sooner rather than needing those years to sit and develop like you would expect from a 21-year-old. All right, phone calls keep pouring in, so I want to get to all of these. Let's go next to, well, we got John in Union City. John, what you got for me?
Can you hear me?
I got you, John.
All right. For the previous caller, I just wanted to address one thing that he said about being so strange or crazy that Tom Brady was playing at 45. Sir, I'm 65. And let me tell you something. Tom Brady that you see now was not the Tom Brady that was drafted. Tom Brady made himself into who he was.
Yeah, pliability.
Those crazy diets, those that work. He was a workout warrior.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he lasted so long. Plus the fact he chose the right team when he left that cushy job he had up there in New England. Okay? Now, to the Falcons pick of Penix at number 8. The Falcons, basically the first thing that came to my mind is that they finally rectified a situation that they had in 2021 when the stupid came here and didn't draft a quarterback when he got here. They just rectified that situation. And Terry Fontenot was not going to rest until he did rectify that situation. Now, in getting Kirk Cousins. Now you have a built-in succession plan and someone to be a backup quarterback, and you don't have to tank your season if someone gets injured because you have Penix. All right? Now, since this man has been drafted, he has not played one snap of NFL football. The man needs to be acclimated to the speed of the game because, to your point about him playing in college, hey, he's lulled to sleep as to what the speed of the pro football game is. So he needs to be trained, something that that other nut that you had around here last year wasn't doing. Now, for all of those who wanted to get defense, you got to remember, you don't score a single point playing defense. You do not. All right? What was our problem last year? You had a top-ranked defense, but no offense. The quarterback was killing you.
But you addressed quarterback by getting Kirk Cousins.
No, yeah, you did. But you sealed the deal by getting a backup in case Kirk Cousins does not heal. Because we don't know whether this man's Achilles is going to be healed this year or not. You do not know.
So why guarantee him $100 million?
That's the price, man. You got to pay the cost to be the boss.
Now, you know who didn't cost that? You could have gotten Gardner Minshew. You could have gone and traded for the guy that you probably could have drafted back in 2021. And,
and why would you do that? Why would you do that? That would make you look like the village idiot for going and getting a man that you should have got in the first place. That you got to retrain now because Chicago doggone near ruined the man. And Gardner Minshew, man, that sounds like something you find in a can at Kroger's up in the food aisle. But look at what you have in Kirk Cousins if he's healthy. And $100 million is the going rate for a quarterback of that caliber.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, in two more years, if Dallas has to pay Prescott, it's going to be $350 million. The prices are going up. I have no problem with the way that they did this because of the fact that it's only $100 million of the $180 million guaranteed. If it doesn't work out, we can get up off of them in 2025, and you now have your quarterback that you just drafted.
John,
I got to have some points on the board for my defense to defend. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they just out there all day long, you know, for nothing. I mean, come on, man.
All right. I appreciate the phone call, John. Look, I think to one aspect of John's phone call is talking about, you know, the going rate for a great quarterback in the NFL being, you know, $100 million guaranteed, $180 million overall. The aspect is that is going in on, hey, we are winning now. You can't go after a Kirk Cousins and give him $100 million guaranteed and play for, well, what if he gets hurt? Then if you're that concerned about the guy might be injured and might deal with things because he's 36-year-old, you don't go after him. You don't take that risk, especially if you believe in Michael Penix Jr. as much as I've been told over the last couple of days from this front office that they believe in him. All right, guys, the phone calls keep rolling in. We're going to get to all of you guys coming up next. Had some other segments we wanted to get into, but look, I want to address your phone calls about Michael Penix Jr., about the Falcons draft, 8 overall. We're going to touch on everything. It's the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back.
Let's get back to the show now.
It's the Dopey Millennials Show.
Get out of your mind!
From Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app. It is the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you. Gone until 5 o'clock today. If you are on the phone lines, hang on. We are going to get to you. I promise. This has been a fun conversation just because I'd wondered, has the animosity, has the frustration, has the feelings of drafting Michael Penix Jr., 8th overall in the draft on Thursday. Have those feelings like subsided for Falcons fans, or is everyone kind of coming to terms with it? No, look, if you are hot on the subject, you are still hot on it. If you are cold, absolutely cold, just can't stand the fact that they made this decision, you are still feeling that same way, and I am loving it because, look, I'm right there with you. I am in the camp that doesn't like the decision, that likes the player in Michael Penix Jr. That's something that we'll discuss probably in a little bit here in the show, is just the look at the specific player himself and what he can grow into be and hopefully be for this franchise. But this franchise, this front office, told us win now mode, going to get Kirk Cousins, spending $100 million guaranteed, $180 million overall if he lasts the entire four-year contract. And I have a hard time believing it's win now and win in the future. I know you like perfect scenario. You want to be able to do those two things. But it feels like it is very difficult to believe that that's a real possibility given the holes that this roster has. But we're going to go out to the phone lines. Leonard and Forest Park. Leonard, thanks for waiting so long on the phone lines. What you got for me?
Hey, Caleb, how you doing today?
I'm good, man.
Hey, man, I want to tell you, I love the pick.
Really? Okay.
Because, to the simple fact, we went through Desmond Ridder and Mariota, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
You got to stack the quarterback position. And when we come out and win that year, Kirk going to be here for 2 years because he going to want another guaranteed contract. We know that. And the Falcons going to walk away from it. Now we're going to be in to win the Super Bowl. And I love the pick. Thank you for taking my call.
I appreciate the phone call, Leonard. I think this is one element of things that is why it is frustrating a lot of people. It is not the succession plan. I get the thought process of a succession plan. It is just the particular succession plan that you, the front office, the Falcons, signed up for, which is signing a quarterback that is making $45 million the next two seasons and expecting that when you're in a league that has a salary cap, that you can still go out and get other players that you need in order to win. That is why, like, why does the draft exist? It is truly an opportunity to get cheap talent. You want to get them under their rookie contract to where they are cheap talent for you, because that is, it feels like a lot of teams who are successful and win do that with really talented players who are under their rookie contract. But we're going to continue on the phone lines. Go to Kevin in Lawrenceville. Kevin, how you feeling about the pick, and what you got for me?
Hey, what's going on, bro? So I'm going to have to disagree with you and a lot of Falcons fans. So I think this is layered.
Okay.
Terry has never drafted, for at least for the Falcons, a bust in the first round. So I'm giving him a lot of grace.
You are giving right him a lot of grace.
Yeah, I'm giving him a lot of grace because he got a lot of weapons, and we needed a quarterback to throw to them. We did get Kirk Cousins, but I do believe Kirk Cousins probably would have signed back with the Vikings if we didn't give him that contract. On the other hand, I don't think he even knew that – you're not 100% sure that Michael was even going to fall to us, because the draft can be a very unpredictable. So I believe if everybody would take a step back, I don't believe the Falcons were a Dallas or a Latu away from winning the Super Bowl. This is one player we're talking about. And if they believe that this guy is could be the next Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson of the future, and the Saints end up and it falls to the Saints, in 2 years, fans everywhere are going to be pissed off that we got this mid pass rusher that's no better than Tat McKinley, and now we got to go against the Saints that has a equivalent talent to a Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes for the next 15 years. And they're winning Super Bowl. So I do love the pick that we're going to get this guy. We got Cousins. It's front-loaded contract. And if Michael ends up beating him out, I don't think we will be hesitant to eat that dead cap and take on some draft capital and trade Cousins away, just like the Packers did with Aaron Rodgers. So I pretty much like the pick. And also we address those defenders like almost the next three picks. And I don't believe on their draft board they saw a Joey Bosa or the next Khalil Mack or any guy like that in that first round. So they were like, hey, let's go ahead and get this guy. In 2 years, he might be able to take us to the promised land, and we'll go ahead and get our defense from the interior and exterior within the second and third round.
Kevin, are you okay with not winning the next couple of seasons if it means winning in the future with Penix Jr.?
I don't think that's the case. I think that Cousins was the best. I think we all can agree Cousins was the best free agent quarterback
out there.
So my thing is, like, for the teams that needed a quarterback, that was pretty much the going rate. Cousins got very lucky that there was no other quarterback on the market, so you had a few teams looking for one. If you look at the Steelers, Steelers have a pretty much washed Russell Wilson, and I don't know what he's going to be, Justin Fields. Mm-hmm. If we remember back a few years ago, people wanted us to get Justin Fields over Kyle Pitts, mm-hmm. and I'm glad Terry didn't do that. People wanted us to get that quarterback from the Titans picked up because he was from Georgia, and I'm glad we didn't do that. So I'm giving Terry grace because he's passed on guys that people really wanted, and they ended up not really being all that great. And he saw someone that he really liked, and like, hey, this guy's going to be something special. Just like people didn't know that Patrick Mahomes was going to be who he was, I think he saw something in that. And with Michael, and also with Michael, I think that a lot of – how I feel about this, nobody has told me anything that he's – that he can't do. He's the best pure passer. He can pass deep. He's the – he can pass short. He can throw layer passes. The only thing that people are running away from is his past injury history that he got when he was in his early 20s. So to me, that's not really scaring me away. He'll be able to sit behind Cousins, work with our nutritionist, work with our training staff, get his body ready, and then within 1 year, maybe two, he'll be ready to go. And we're not looking for a quarterback. Just like the Saints are doing right now, they got Spencer Rattler that might be back in the car. They're not going nowhere. And the Steelers are hoping – having their fingers crossed, hoping that one of these guys pan out. And if not, they're going to be back in the draft looking for someone as well. And there's only one maybe quarterback next year that might be good enough to even draft in the first round. And so they're talking about maybe a two-year window for them to even get to maybe get back ready competing for a Super Bowl. So what I think the Falcons did, they looked ahead and also look now. We're not paying anybody right now, and it's front-loaded. We'll be able to re-sign Terrell. We'll be able to re-sign Pitts and Drake London and make their contracts backloaded, except for front-loaded, and then Cousins will be off the books by then. So I like what they did.
I appreciate the phone call, Kevin. Look, I think there is a big part of this that I keep hearing, like, optimism in Kirk Cousins, but also this idea of, like, yeah, well, if he fails, then it's fine because we've got our guy here. And I just have a hard time committing the type of money. The options out there for the Falcons this offseason, Kirk Cousins was absolutely, undoubtedly the best free agent option for the Falcons to go sign. He also came with a huge price tag. That huge price tag means there are other players that you were unable to get because you signed Kirk Cousins. And so you typically would think, hey, with our first round pick, we're going to address a position of need, but also get a really big talented player who is under a cheap contract. And it feels like the one part that I get very concerned about is if you were all in on Michael Penix Jr., then you draft the guy. And I have no problem with you drafting the guy. This idea that you had to sign Kirk Cousins because that was the only way you could win now. Well, C.J. Stroud showed you last year that that's not the truth, that you can win with a rookie quarterback. The other part of this is like the age of a Michael Penix Jr. These are guys who are playing after the COVID seasons, after getting – you know, those years not counted against their college career. So that's how you end up on top of the injuries with a guy like Michael Penix Jr. playing six seasons of college football. So it feels like these guys are potentially more ready. They've just been in the game longer. And so having that, having a guy who's been in the game longer and then saying, yeah, well, we'll let him sit, I just have a hard time believing in this front office, believing in Michael Penix Jr., and then feeling they needed to go get a Kirk Cousins for the right now, because this is a salary cap league. You are limited with how much money you can spend on players because of the cap, and Kirk Cousins is taking out a huge part of that cap, and that was the issue in the past with Matt Ryan. All right, I want to continue the phone lines because you guys keep on coming with phone calls, and I love it. Let's go next to Ken in Riverdale. Ken, what you got for me?
Hey, what's going on, man? Just want to chime in on what you guys are talking about today.
Of course, yeah.
Let me start out by saying this. Everybody keeps harping on the Falcons. The draft capital was too much for the guy at picking him at number 8. My thing is, if you recognize something, you see something, you like it, go out and get it. It took the Chicago Bears 40 years to find a quarterback, man. Look how long that took. Miami Dolphins, Dan Marino. I can go on and on and on. Playing the quarterback position is the most prized position of any sport in North America. Quarterback. You got to have one. If you don't, I don't care what kind of other pieces you got. I'll let you the Baltimore Ravens with that great defense, but or you know, some of those other teams with great defenses that didn't have a quarterback. But you got to have a QB, man. You got to have a QB, man, because if not, it's just going to put you – this team averaged 18 points a game last season. 18 with a decent defense. Just imagine if you had your quarterback. Now, we did go out and get Cousins. However, the deal with Kirk's 36. He's one Achilles away from being out for the season once again. And guess what? Our season is toast. It's toast. All the hype we had about coming into this season with the pieces, say we went and got a defensive player with the next pick. Even with that, if he hurts that Achilles, our season is toast. I mean, we got a backup, man. Not only we got a backup, we got a quarterback of the future who I think is a stud. This dude is a stud. Three teams tried to move up to get this guy, including the Saints. The Saints, Seattle, the Raiders. All of them tried to move into the top 10 to go out and get, not J.J. McCarthy, tried to go get this guy. Come on, man. I love the pick. I love it. I've been screaming about this guy, Michael Pettix, for the longest of time. We got him. We got our man. Give it time. Let it play out. Terry is going to have the last laugh. Everybody's talking trash about him now, but he's going to have the last laugh, guys. Trust me.
Ken, I appreciate the phone call. Look, the part of this that is just it's conflicting with each other is for everyone saying, look, Kirk is an Achilles injury away from ending his season, and then the Falcons are done for. If you believe that that's true, and if you believe that a rookie quarterback can come in mid-season after the starter loses, you know, his season with an injury, then you believe in the rookie. You don't believe in Kirk Cousins. But they signed Kirk Cousins, which tells me they believe in Kirk. They think he's talented. They think that this is going to be a situation where he sits for 3 or 4 seasons. And I just feel like if you're that committed to Penix, then you shouldn't have gone in on Cousins. And if you were in on Cousins, then you had to understand that Penix isn't going to help you enough in the right now to make this a winning team. All right, the phone calls keep coming in, guys. Mo, Tony, Calhoun, Michael, Mike, Chris. We're going to get all to your phone calls coming up next. It's the Dope Beam Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.